Live, going live. What do I got over here? Oh, hey, good morning. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. It is Sunday, the 12th at 6:50. We've been up though.
Pax just came on. You just came on.
Oh, I came on. I came on according to the secret boy over here hiding. And it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And we're here to talk about Agile and Scrum and practical and tactical way to allow you to get home to family and friends, have some fun, grow your business, grow what you do, make it easier, hopefully, give you ideas and thoughts on what you could do, and do it without doing 80 hours a week and 60 hours a week so you go home to your family and friends, right? And then have some fun along the way. We always do some fun stuff. And we're going to continue a conversation from yesterday on jobs and job postings. I looked at a couple more sites. I shared some things I read. I told you I was going to read that Bezos article. So I posted that up on the LinkedIn page. And by the way, today is the 174th episode. So we're only, what, six shows away from 6 months continuously getting up early in the morning. I mean, we were up because the cats won't let me sleep anymore. They just, as soon as I wake up, they're all me screaming, right? Cat screaming? Yeah, he's sleeping. He's eating Girl Scout cookies, by the way. Girl Scout cookies are here, but officially we cannot sell them until later on this week, I think. But the girls weren't here, so we raided the Girl Scout cookie boxes. Ha 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 ha. Last night, it was boys' night. Two of us, because the girls' nights were out. Anyway, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Eddie wanted me to show his project the other day. Now, this is a, what is this? A tornado? A water tornado? Water tornado?
I can do it.
You going to do it?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it early? Okay. Okay. Show how, you got to make sure we're on the screen there, Ed. Turn it upside down. You got to shake it. You didn't shake it good enough. There you go. Is it working?
Yeah.
Nope. Did you get it work yet, Ed? Try again, Ed. You're failing your test. There we go. Nope. Nope. You're having a rough day, aren't you? Is it too early? The little one, he's going to start over. But as you can see, there's a little tornado in there. All right, you going to turn it over? Gee, fall over. Hey, you got it? That's good. No, what are you doing? I don't know. This one's not working too well. There it goes. There it goes. I don't know if you can see it in the light. Well, doesn't work very good on our TV, though.
I'll watch it.
You're going to watch it? See how it works? Mm-hmm. So we made a little tornado in class.
And Science Explorers.
And Science Explorers. They have a Science Explorers in the thing. And you're probably like, why is he messing with that? I don't know. There we go. Can you see it now? There you go. There you go. You see the tornado. Little water tornado. But they made that so they can learn about cyclones. Is that what you're learning about? I don't know. Anyway, so there's that. It's getting wet. That was fun. Hi, Bubbles. You coming up? Join us too? The boy cat wants to come, though she's a girl cat. She thinks she's a boy cat. Right? You think you're a boy cat, but she's a girl cat. I don't know. It's fun. And then we got Eddie. So anyway, that was fun. Get us going early in the morning, right? So we'll make this a short episode. Talk about the job postings. And then I'll talk about, we covered the health of teams a lot already. And it talked about the having people work on multiple teams. But I want to talk a little bit about transition. I mentioned that the other day, and transitioning from a waterfall environment to a Scrum or an Agile environment. So first up, let's do the job postings, because that might be more interesting for some people. And try to get this without the reflection. So what I did is, as of today, this morning, when I woke up, I went, looked at LinkedIn, Monster, and Dice, and I looked for job postings for Scrum Master, Agile Coach, and Project Manager. One of the things I found interesting, so I put the LinkedIn, and that's pretty consistent with what we had before, right? So there's like 5,600 postings in LinkedIn for Scrum Master. Do not touch. Seriously. You know, we're doing a show. Boy Trouble. He's eating cookies. Now he's all fired up because he's eating Girl Scout cookies. Agile Coach and Scrum Master. Yeah, again, Project Manager. Project Manager, of course, 83,000 job postings over the last, and these are all last 30 days postings, right? So we found interesting. Monster doesn't have as much of the Scrum Master in there. It only has 1390. And one of the interesting things is that in Monster, they actually condense the word Scrum Master into one word, which is kind of like how the CSC Certified Scrum Master, CSM, is actually one word. So maybe that's where they got it from. I found it interesting in DICE, there is no Agile Coach title positions in the system there. They have an Agile Project Manager. Okay. That's interesting. So DICE lists things as an Agile Project Manager. They had 2,762. So I also went look back into LinkedIn with the same type of title. And apparently there's 9,713 Agile Project Manager positions in LinkedIn. So there's 9,000 there versus 5,000 for Scrum Master and 1,600 as Agile Coach, right? And in DICE, they have 34,000 project managers and Monster, 34,000 project managers. So interesting how, you know, this conversation bloomed from a guy saying, well, why do you have Project Manager, Agile Coach, and Scrum Master on your description LinkedIn? Agile Project Manager, 9,713 job posts within the last 30 days. The world doesn't know about how to classify that stuff yet. And you have to understand that. And you have to be flexible. And that's going to go talk into why I want to talk about transitioning from a traditional waterfall environment to an agile environment. So that number right there, Agile Project Manager, 9,713 posts, talks to where I come from and how I talk versus maybe some pure thought processes, right? DICE, not much in DICE, 475 Scrum Masters, Agile Coaches, 138, Project Managers, 3,537. So it's very small in DICE, but DICE has always been a developers type world. So what I did another search in DICE and I put Scrum and I got 1,238 connections or job postings, the word Scrum in the postings. I put Agile, I got 2,820 results on that one. TDD, I figured everybody says TDD, test-driven development. So only 201 posts out there that had TDD in the post. And I thought it was interesting. Safe, right? Safe had 203 job postings. So what I was kind of getting at, and just like we do in Agile Scrum and why I showed the different search engines, is that not all companies use one over another. Some are used to using different things. But it's good for you to understand how they're coming from and what they're doing, right? So I wanted to share that with you. Eddie just left. And it's just one of those items from a job. Now the transition from traditional waterfall to an agile world and some of the things, what's different in a transformation versus to start from scratch and do agile, is that not everything conforms and how good you're there. And you have to be realistic. Would be great if everything's pure, pure Scrum, pure Agile thinking. A lot of quasi hybrid out there. For example, we talked earlier about working on multiple teams. That's an old rundown from project management where you had people would work multiple projects and have multiple timesheets and charge numbers, right? To do. That's left over from that. And then there's also regional, where we're more make sense to co-locate as much as possible, where there are companies out there who just go for the cheapest buck on the cheapest rate for a developer or tester, and that's their criteria. But then they really don't understand. They lose the value of having, at least in the same time zone. I thought was neat. I saw a metric the other day where they measured how much time the team's time zones overlapped and how much time that was available, right? So that was pretty interesting. So that might be a metric you might want to look at for your teams. How many time zones from our core working period, whatever that would be, that they can be over top, right? So, and then the last thing, just about the transition. You know, the HR departments don't all have Agile coaches, Scrum Masters, Agiles in their stuff yet. And so that is one of the things to look at. So they have a position called Agile Project Manager. That position does not exist in any Agile documentation, right? It's something they created because they don't understand it. So just be flexible. Also, like I said, LinkedIn looks like it has the best, quote, Agile terminology. Maybe it's more professional people that know the jobs who go on LinkedIn and use that more. But don't underestimate other positions and other companies that use Monster, Dice, whatever the other avenues are to post positions up. Maybe it's something they may not see you. So diversify, spread out, do a little bit just like we do the T, right? Don't put everything in one area. Do a little cross training, do a little bit of cross HR work for yourself, and make sure you spread your name out or your job titles in those different systems, because you never know who's going to come call you and say, hey, we're trying to learn about this Agile stuff, don't really know a lot about it. Can you come on our team and help us out? You might see a great opportunity for there for a new, smaller company that wants to do that, right? Anyway, share that with you. It is Sunday. It's now 7:02. It's a whole hour after the 5 o'clock hour. And we're going to cut early. So with that, thumbs up. You know, again, I love the best dad thing. I love the so thumbs up on the dad thing and thumbs up for you and for the show. And if you don't mind hitting the little bell, as Eddie said, as soon as we went on, he got a little notice that the show was coming on, right, Ed? You got the notice? Mm-hmm. Right? Now he's got two electronic things going on. Mm-hmm. He's just abusing this because his mom's not here to tell him what to do. Dad's busy. Anyway, you all have a great weekend. If you already, the weekend coming to an end, enjoy, spend some time, think about what you're doing. If you have any questions, any thoughts, anything you want us to look at, please send me a note. You can do it on LinkedIn. You can send us email, comment on YouTube. With that, take care. Bye. Have a great day. Happy scrumming. See ya.